towards the end of the race, like I'm just, yes, I'm tired. Yes, I've been running hard, but once the brain shuts down, it's almost impossible to keep going. Episode 253 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: flex your mental muscle. Hey guys, if you're looking for a way to take your running to the next level, one thing that I would suggest is checking out The Coterie, which is today's sponsor. And what The Coterie is my hybrid running program or running group, where it really brings together some of the best aspects of working one-on-one with a coach with some of the team dynamics and the group dynamics of a group program. So, you know, what you get is basically a customized program, both in the build-up for a race and, you know, in the maintenance stage, which I think is an area that a lot of folks really struggle with, is what to do between races. So you're getting one-on-one customized training programs, you know, for as long as you're part of the group, but you're also getting, you know, monthly webinars and support from other members in the group, and just a lot of group dynamics as well. So if you have questions about it, please let me know. I'd love to answer your questions and not try to sell you, but just inform you of what the group is all about, and let you decide if that's something that might be right for you. Or you can check out dizruns.com/coterie, that's C-O-T-E-R-I-E, for just kind of all the details and information. And you know, again, let me know what questions you might have, and if you're interested, would love to have you as part of the group. So today I want to talk a little bit about the mental side of our sport. Some of the tips that you can use to improve the mental game, and quite frankly, something that I've considered for a while to be the weakest link of my training and my running, you know, quote unquote career, is the mental side. I've definitely struggled with it, and I'm certainly not an expert yet. But if you've paid attention over the last, you know, 252 episodes of the podcast, anytime that I talk to somebody that, especially ultra runners, I always tend to ask, you know, about the mental side. You know, late in the race, how much of the race becomes mental and how much of it is physical? And almost to a person, they've definitely spoken highly of the value of mental training and mental strength, and how important having a strong mind is late in a race. And I've quite frankly experienced that in races and marathons, where towards the end of the race, like I'm just, yes, I'm tired. Yes, I've been running hard, but once the brain shuts down, it's almost impossible to keep going. It's almost, you know, you can walk, you can run a little bit here and there, but to really keep going, to really keep the foot on the gas and try to get, you know, that big goal, whether it's PR, whether it's BQ, whatever it might be, it's virtually impossible. Once your brain stops pushing, you're done, frankly. At least that's been my experience. And maybe you would argue otherwise, but I would argue that if that's the case, that probably your mental strength is much better than mine, to be quite honest. But lately, and probably in the last 6 months or so, I've noticed that my mental game has started to get a little bit stronger. And again, not that I'm perfect yet, and I haven't had a race of a marathon distance to test it out. But just in the training, which is honestly been my weakest link anyway, of staying strong and staying focused and staying, you know, pushing through those rough patches in my training when I'm running by myself, has really been one of the things that I've struggled with the most. And I've definitely noticed that I've gotten better at that. There's been a couple runs that I've had in the last few weeks where just at the start, I didn't want to keep going. I wasn't comfortable. Things didn't feel right. You know, I've been having some, for me at least, some pretty decent weeks as far as mileage goes. And I mean, you know, I'm starting these runs and I'm just not feeling it, but I've been able to push through, and you know, after a mile, after 2 miles, whatever, all of a sudden, you know, some of that discomfort, some of that trepidation, that wanting to quit goes away. And then the rest of the run has felt great. So I just want to share some of the things that I've been doing to try to help improve my mental game. And if that's an area that you think could see some improvement, or could use some improvement, I would encourage you to definitely try all of these things. I think they all work very well in tandem. I don't think that any of them is necessarily a standalone solution for a weakness of your mental component of your running. But if you put them together, I've seen a difference so far. I can honestly say that. And I can't wait until my race in August to really see it play out or to test myself, I guess, and test that mental component of my training in an actual race setting. So today over on the blog, I'm talking about it. And if you want to get there, it's disruns.com/253 and see the written post. But here's kind of what I'm talking about on the blog, the four tips, the four tricks that I've been using to improve my mental muscle, and how I would encourage you to go about shoring up any weak links when it comes to the mental side of the sport that we love. So the first thing that I've noticed that has helped is to have a mantra. And this may not be something that's new to you. I've heard about the power of a mantra and the benefits of having a mantra for years. I mean, probably since I started running, or at least since I started running seriously enough that you know, I was subscribed to Runner's World and that kind of stuff and reading some books, you know, having that mantra to help you push through. And I've just never done it. I've always thought it sounded foolish. I've thought it sounded ridiculous. Maybe too woo-woo for me. I don't know what the deal was, why I fought against it so long. But recently it's been something that I've picked up, and I actually picked it up at a suggestion from the book called The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth, which is a business book, kind of an entrepreneur, self-employed kind of tips and tricks to you know, following your passion and building a business, which is clearly what I'm trying to do here. You know, following my passion for running and creating a business that supports my lifestyle and my family. And one of the things that the author suggests in that book from the business side of things is to have a mantra, because you know, solopreneurship or working for yourself, being an entrepreneur, like, it's kind of, you know, I know I always go back to this metaphor thing but you know, it's such a great metaphor between entrepreneurship and running, in that, you know, there are times that things feel good and it's fun and you're excited and you're moving forward and you're making progress. And there's times when it's just a slog. You know, some of those miles of training runs or of a race are just tough. And it's the same thing with running a business, and having that mantra that just refocuses you and maybe keeps you focused on the short term and small progress. And for me, my mantra from the business side, from that book, is a great one for running as well. And I've used it. I've used it both ways. And it's simply take the next step. You know, I remind myself of that every morning for the business side, just take the next step. What's the next step that I need to do today to move things forward? Maybe it's recording a podcast. Maybe it's writing a blog post. Although now that I'm not doing as many blog posts, that's not the case as often, but you know, maybe it's, you know, whatever, marketing or creating, you know, cleaning up the website, doing some things there, or reaching out to sponsors. I mean, there's a million things that I need to do, but I can't do all of them at once. So I just remind myself, take the next step. And, you know, in running, when I'm having those rough patches, you know, just keep taking the next step. And if I can continue to do that, instead of worrying about how many miles I have left or things like that, just remember, take the next step. It's been working for me. So whether that works for you, you can obviously steal my mantra and you can use it, if it resonates for you, but other things, you know, I know other people have all kinds of different mantras. If you do a Google search of running mantras, you'll find dozens of them. But I think the best thing is to kind of come up with one that works for you. And it doesn't have to be 100% unique, but you need to kind of stumble upon it on your own, and that's going to make it resonate more. Another suggestion, the second tip, is to practice visualizations. And I talked about this on the podcast episode with Becky Spellman, which was episode, I'll come up with that episode number here in just a second. But just looking back on, or you know, thinking back on what she had to say, she was talking about the power of visualizing bad things happening. Which is kind of contradictory to what most visualization kind of talks about. Most of the time you hear visualization, again, it's kind of woo-woo, and it's like, you know, picture the optimal scenario, picture yourself feeling strong from miles 20 through 26 and finishing and crossing the finish line, you know, arms raised, feeling great, yada, yada, yada. And Becky was like, yeah, no, that's not what works for me. Becky was in episode 243, disruns.com/243. If you missed that episode, it's a great one. She's an elite marathon runner, recently ran in the Olympic trials. And she talked about visualization in the with the idea of, visualizing the bad things. So visualizing your legs feeling heavy, visualize yourself crashing, visualize yourself, you know, bonking, visualizing the course and what could go wrong. You could miss a turn. You could, you know, just whatever it might be. Think about all of the things that could go wrong, not to make yourself worried, but to allow yourself to visualize a solution to the problems. So, you know, you visualize yourself bonking. All right, so what do I need to do fueling wise beforehand? What do I need to remember to do throughout the race before I get into that situation so that I have the fuel to push to the end? You know, visualize starting at a consistent pace, because if you you know, visualize yourself just, you know, being spent at mile 20 of a marathon, maybe you go back and visualize, all right, I need to slow down just a little bit more at the start. But whatever it might be, visualizing some of the bad things so that you're more prepared to get through them was her suggestion. And again, in that conversation, you'll hear a couple of examples where she did that and it worked perfectly. Where when the struggle came, she was already prepared for it. She already knew how to react, how to respond, and no issues going forward because of that visualization beforehand. The next tip actually comes from just the most recent episode, from Wednesday's episode, which is episode 252 with Jessica DeVanza. And her suggestion, when we talked about the mental game there as well, because I'm always looking for tips and tricks, and this one was a beautiful one and something that I haven't really been practicing yet because I just had heard about it a couple weeks ago when we recorded that episode. But it's still in my mind, and it's still something that I'm going to keep in my toolbox when it comes to the mental side of things. And that's kind of to reframe the internal conversation, the internal monologue that you're having with yourself. So when your body's saying, man, I'm tired, man, I'm tired, man, I'm tired, this sucks, I want to stop, which I don't know about you, but my mind has that conversation with me quite often, tries to tell me that. One of the things that you can do to, instead of trying to just continue, no, we're going to keep going, no, I'm going to keep going, and having that struggle, that internal struggle, is to reframe the initial feedback. Yes, this hurts. And this was kind of her example. Yes, this hurts. Yes, I'm tired, but by pushing through the fatigue, by pushing through the discomfort right now, it makes me stronger and makes me a better runner. And if you can do that, you're no longer arguing with, it's no longer a battle of wills. You're no longer arguing whether or not you should keep going. You're saying, yes, you're acknowledging that it hurts. Yes, yes, I'm not comfortable right now, but this is going to pay off. And so it's just a little trick to kind of redirect some of that negative pressure that you're putting on yourself to quit, to stop. And to just keep going. And then the last suggestion, and this is one that I've definitely been putting into practice this year, is kind of just that, to practice, to get more reps. You know, the more times you bump up against that area where you don't want to keep running, you know, the easier it is to keep running, for lack of a better way of saying it. So for example, if, you know, in the marathon, where maybe in my past experience that, you know, 16, 17, 18 miles is where my mind is just shot usually, where I give up, and I don't give up, but where I give in is maybe a better way of saying it, where I start to walk, where I really struggle. And, you know, that's not a distance that I train at very frequently. To be honest, you know, a lot of my runs are in the 10 to 12 range. And then during a marathon training, obviously I bump it up a little bit, but only during marathon training do I bump it up a little bit. So one of the things that I'm going to try to do more of in this cycle is to really focus on getting some more of those longer runs, or at least to do maybe back-to-back moderately long runs, so that I'm running on fatigued legs more often, just so that my brain and my body is more accustomed to that feeling, to feeling that man, this sucks, that I'm tired, that I'm uncomfortable. And the more times you put yourself in that position, I just believe that the better off you're gonna respond. You know, practice makes perfect. So you practice dealing with that situation, and then on race day, you're going to be more able to stay focused, to you know, not give up mentally, to not give in mentally, and to be able to keep pushing through physically, because our bodies are capable of a lot more, but our minds through evolution, through human nature, you know, they're always trying to conserve some of that energy. So if you can train your mind to keep pushing, the limits are pretty astounding how far we can go. So again, guys, this is a struggle for me. You know, I'm not the most mentally strong athlete. I admit that. I recognize that that's one of my biggest weaknesses. And these are some of the tips that I'm using to try to improve that. And I've already seen benefits. I've already seen some improvement. And so if that's something that you struggle with, I would encourage you to maybe try some of these things as well. You never know. It may work. It may not be a fluke that they're working for me. They may help you as well. So check out the blog post again if you want to kind of jot some things down. Or obviously you can listen to the episode as many times as you need to. It's not going anywhere. You can keep refreshing back to it, and you know, just trying to learn and absorb and add some of these different tools to your toolbox so that on race day you can have a better performance. So disruns.com/253. And again, if you want to check out more about the coterie, we'd love to have you. We got some room. We're looking to grow. So check out disruns.com/coterie and let me know what questions you might have, and I'd be happy to answer them for you. So with that, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. If you're listening to this on Friday when the episode comes out, have a great weekend this weekend. And if you're not listening to it, you know, leading into the weekend, just have a great rest of the day. Whatever day it might be, whatever year it might be. Shoot, this could be, you could be 2 years in the future, going back in the archives, checking this thing out. I hope you have a great rest of the day, whatever that entails for you. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon. See ya.
We'll be right back.